Going on vacation? Let's check out checking into hotels. Mr. and Mrs. Gibbons are checking into Basil Heights Hotel.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome to Basil Heights Hotel. Would you like to check in?
That's right.
May I request your name, please?
Yes, it's Baldrick Gibbons. I made a reservation over the phone.
Ah, yes. You're in room 502, which is on the fifth floor. You can take the elevator over there to get to it. I'll help you with your baggage.
Thank you. What time is breakfast, please?
Breakfast is served from 7 to 9.
All right. And when do I need to check out?
Checkout time is at 11 a.m.
Great! We heard that you have an outdoor swimming pool. Where is it located?
The swimming pool is on the 7th floor.
Thank you. Is there a gym here?
Yes, it's also on the 7th floor. You'll find it next to the swimming pool area.
Thank you for the information.
You're welcome, Mr. Gibbons. If you have any other questions during your stay, don't hesitate to ask. Enjoy your stay with us.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And
we're going on a trip soon.
I know. Very, very soon. We're looking at our hotels right now. We have a bit of a hard time choosing because there's a lot of really nice
that's
ones, right? Okay. But we learned already, like, you know, if you want to go on vacation, when you check in, what are some things you need to do? Like, well, actually, before you
check in.
Ask
some information, you should listen carefully. Like, is the book, is the room confirmed for how many people? And make sure your names are correct.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be pretty embarrassing if you go and it goes, hi, I'd like to check in. And it's like, oh, but I don't see your name.
Yeah, there is no, like, Michael Wong here. It's
There's probably a Michelle Wong.
Yeah.
Michael the Michelle.
They missed the A, so that's why it's Michelle. But yes, it's very important to confirm and check everything before you go on your vacation. Okay. But now we have an article.
They're going to the hotel.
They're actually going to the hotel today. Yes, so we're going to take a look. The scenario says, Mr. and Mrs. Gibbons are checking in to Basil Heights Hotel. Okay, the hotel receptionist says, good afternoon, sir. Welcome to Basil Heights Hotel. Would you like to check in?
Okay. 所以今天我们就看到两位已经准备入住饭店咯。还记得 check in 吗？入住登记，对不对？你好。然后这时候他当然要欢迎他们，然后说 Gibbons 先生跟太太，欢迎光临 Basil Heights 饭店。哎，你想要办理入住的手续吗？ Check in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Mr. Gibbons says, that's right. And the hotel receptionist says, may I request your name, please?
So polite.
No. Okay, so we see the word request here. Request is a verb and it means to ask for something from someone in a polite or formal way. So you can request for something like the passenger requested a blanket from the flight attendant, or you can request that. We can say we request that you please turn off your phones during the movie. You can also use it in a sentence like this. Rachel requested breakfast to be brought up to the room.
Request. 其实就是 ask 的意思啦，就是要求、请求。它是一个动词，但是它比较有礼貌哦。For example, I requested that the DJ play my favorite song, Blackpink in the area.
And he's like, okay, yes.
Okay.
And then Mr. Gibbons says, okay, yes, it's Baldrick Gibbons. I made a reservation over the phone. Okay, remember
this? I remember that. Yeah. Okay. Make a reservation. 其实我们昨天就有提到 reservation 嘛。那这个呢 ,make a reservation 就是预定预约。那它这里有说 over the phone. Over 在这里是介系词就是用。所以它昨天其实是用电话有来去做这个预定哦。
Why didn't he do it online? Because remember, he had a bad internet connection. So don't think, oh,he's so old school. He has to call. Yeah,
Or maybe he's old. No, just kidding.
Or maybe he likes confirming stuff on the phone.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, the hotel receptionist says, ah, yes, you're in room 502, which is on the fifth floor. You can take the elevator over there to get to it. help you with your baggage. Okay, of course. That's, you know, what you expect at a hotel.
Good service.
Now, we see the word elevator here. It's a noun, and it's a machine that carries people to different floors or level in a building, especially if it's really tall or you don't always want to take the stairs. Okay, like, yeah, it takes totally a lot of, it saves a lot of time and it saves you energy more than taking the stairs.
Or we're just lazy.
Yes, or like if you are, you know, you have an injured foot, you don't want to be walking up the stairs. So it's a good invention.
For older people too, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We can use it in a sentence like this. Many apartments in Paris do not have elevators. Sometimes you'll need to walk up and down a lot of stairs.
Is this a true example sentence?
Oh my gosh, so tiring. And they're very tiny as well, very like narrow.
Elevator. Okay, 如果你想要用英式就是 lift.
Yes.
Okay, so Patty's probably like nodding his head right now.
Like,
就是电梯啦. Okay, I'm going to come up with a really funny example sentence.
Okay.
Ew, I think someone farted in the elevator.
Ew.
The smell is super gross in this small space.
Oh my god.
I would want to like,
I would punch that person.
真的，有人如果在电梯里放屁，大家要怎么办呢?
I know.
Oh my gosh, it's super gross.
Plug your nose, I think.
It's like hold your breath forever.
Don't smell it, yes. Oh my god, that's so gross. That's really rude. So please don't fart in an elevator. Yes. Okay, but we also saw the word baggage. Baggage is a noun. It's the bags or the cases you use to fill your stuff in when you travel. We can also say luggage.
Luggage.
But I think that's a bit more British English.
British.
But, you know, both Britain and America, they both use these two. Luggage or baggage. They basically both mean the same thing.
Yeah.
For example, we can say, oops, I think I brought too much stuff because my baggage is totally over the limit.
Oops. So me. 我常常会做这样子耶，我带超多在行李的。Baggage 就是行李的意思，它是一个名词。So for example, 我都跟你很像。I had so much baggage, the airline made me pay extra. 对不对？超重的话，你就要另外再付费用。So be careful with that.
I know. I try not to buy too much. I try not to bring too much stuff over, so I have an empty suitcase.
But you can buy.
I know, and then it becomes
overwhelming. It doesn't stop you from buying stuff, shopping.
Okay, anyways, that's gonna be another topic for us. Mr. Gibbon says, thank you. What time is breakfast, please?
Oh,
right. Remember he cared about that.
Breakfast continental.
Yes. Oh my gosh. The hotel receptionist says, breakfast is served from 7 to 9. That means a.m.,
so
guys.
So early.
No. We saw the word serve here. Serve is a verb and it means to give somebody food or a meal, like maybe at a restaurant or on an airplane. You can also use this in a very fun way, in a very slang way called you just got served. It means that maybe somebody beat you at something or proved that they're better at something. And yeah, you can use that to say that to someone. It's kind of like, remember those movies about dance battles where one team always thinks they're the best or the number one crew, and then the new group comes in and think they're the best, but then the top crew loses. The new group can say like, oh, you just got served when they win at these like dance battles. So that's just another fun way to use the word serve. But let's take a look at how to use serve in a proper way or in the way the article taught us. We can say we were served a delicious Japanese style meal on the plane. Yummy.
大家应该都知道 service 吧，哦，就是服务。那 serve 呢，其实就是它的动词，就是有提供食物啦，或者是饮料啦。For example, the waiter served us glasses of freshly squeezed orange juice. I want that right now.
I know, yummy. Can someone squeeze us some orange juice, please, while we're teaching?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mr. Gibbon says, all right.And when do I need to check out? Okay, remember this word, guys. Check out. Okay, the hotel receptionist says, checkout time is at 11 a.m. Okay, again, checkout is to leave a hotel and make sure that, you know, you've paid for all the expenses or anything that's been charged to the room. Like maybe you were at the pool or something and then you got like a drink. And
or you
like,
ate everything in the fridge, like drank everything in the fridge, took alcohol.
Yeah. exactly. Remember, sometimes
they're not free.
Sometimes they're not free. So you have to pay for that before you leave.
Chocolate bars.
I know. Oopsies.
Remember like Home Alone?
I know. I love that movie. Oh my gosh.
He actually ate so much.
Yeah. So yeah, sometimes I think at hotels, if 11 is too early or something, you can request a late checkout, but you have to ask first.
Would you need to pay extra for that?
I don't know. I think it depends. Yeah. Depends on like how busy
for
they
that.
Are. Yeah,
or I can sleep in.
I know, right? 11 is too early, but anyways.
Okay, so 当我们要说哎，我们什么时候要退房啊？这句话很重要，因为呢，像我呢，都会睡到我有时候会睡过头，所以我真的要知道说到底要调几点的闹钟。When do I need to check out? 你就可以这样问，来问退房的时间。那你就会听到对方说 check out time is at, 就是退房时间是在几点几点。那刚刚他听到的是早上11点，对我来讲真的有点难受，我可能要调10点的闹钟哦。那 check out, 我们一直在提的当然就是指办理退房，在这里的上下文哦，这里不是 take a look 的那个 check out, 它是结账要离开这个饭店的时候就会用到 check out. For example, please check out before 11 a.m. I think that's like the regular usual time to check out.
Yeah, because I think they have to prepare the rooms and clean everything for the next guest. So yes, try to leave on time. But I think if you really, really can't do it, sometimes you can ask.
Right.
It doesn't hurt to ask, right? Okay, next in the article, Mr. Gibbons says, great, we heard that you have an outdoor swimming pool. Where is it located? Okay, I want to know where this is too. Now, we see the word outdoor here. It's an adjective and it means something that is located outside. And it's not in the building. For example, we can say, my cousins invited us over for an outdoor barbecue at their house. Ooh, that's so much fun.
Okay, outdoor 呢其实就是户外的露天的，它是一个形容词，相反的呢就是 indoor, 就是室内的。For example, we sat at an outdoor cafe to enjoy the nice weather.
Yeah, I love that.
Can we do that?
I know, please. Locate is a verb and it means to be in a particular place. Like for something is located at or located in. Locate can also mean to find the exact position of something or somebody. For example, let's say, oops, you lost your phone. You can use your apps to locate or to find where your phone is. And hopefully you'll be able to find it somewhere in your house and find out where it is. But we can use locate in a sentence like this. The old library is located in a quiet neighborhood, perfect for reading and studying. I love outdoor pools, especially if it's a really, really, you know, nice and hot sunny day. Oh my God, I love it. So, hotel receptionist, hello, where is it? He says, the swimming pool is on the 7th floor.
Wow.
Okay, nice.
Okay. 所以原来这个户外或是这个露天游泳池是在七楼位。感觉 you can enjoy the view while swimming.
I know, for sure. And Mr. Gibbon says, thank you. Is there a gym here?
See, I mentioned the gym.
Yeah. And the hotel receptionist says, yes, it's also on the 7th floor. You'll find it next to the swimming pool area. Okay, perfect.
所以刚刚我是不是就是很想要知道说有什么设施？原来他有在追问说，那有健身房 gym 吗？那他说有哦，也是在七楼，就在游泳池的旁边。I think Chick-fil-A is going to be going to that hotel.
She will like
this
it
is
a lot.
So Chick-fil-A, right?
Totally. Now, Mr. Gibbon says, thank you for the information. And the hotel receptionist says, you're welcome, Mr. Gibbon. If you have any other questions during your stay, don't hesitate to ask. Enjoy your stay with us.
I'm going to give them 5 stars for their service. They're so polite.
It must be a 5-star hotel.
对，他们大家有没有觉得他们现在的语气都很有礼貌，说谢谢您的资讯哦，这个 Gibbon 先生先谢谢他。这时候饭店的接待员说，不客气 Gibbon 先生，如果你在入住期间有任何其他问题， don't hesitate, 就是不要犹豫，欢迎随时提问，祝你在我们这边住得愉快，谢谢。
Oh my god, so professional.
I know,
you sound so good.
I know. I should go and work for them.
I know. All right. Well, I want to know where this hotel is, and I can't wait to find a good hotel for us to stay for our vacation. Oh, my gosh. But yeah, this brings me to the For You chat. Yeah, I want to ask you, do you think it's important for a hotel to have things like swimming pools and gyms? Why or why not?
Okay, personally, I don't really think it's important for a hotel to have things like swimming pools and gyms because I'm usually out exploring the city anyways. And
true.
I'm lazy. Okay, so as long as my room is clean and comfortable, I'm good. The only time I'd want access to a hotel gym or pool is if it was a gorgeous island resort. Think about that. But for regular city hotels, just give me free Wi-Fi and a nice bed. As long as I can freshen up to take on the city sights, I don't need fancy extras. That's me, of course.
And a clean bathroom, I think.
What about you? Oh, definitely clean.
Clean bathroom.
I don't want to see any hair or weird stuff in it.
Stinky things.
Gross. What about you? What about you?
Well, I think it depends on where I am, but I do think it's kind of important because...
You do? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I do like having these amenities sometimes.
But I don't want to spend too much time,
exactly.
I want to go out and explore.
I mean, if it's like you said, like a nice resort and the pool is amazing.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I do care about the pool. Like if it's a super hot place, like Bali or somewhere nice, I would love to go to the pool and like play around and do all these things, the sauna, spa, whatever it is.
We go to Bangkok or a beach place?
Yes, please. So for me, it depends on where I am, but I care a little bit about amenities. Like I want nice stuff and be able to be like, I can use the sauna if I need it or things like that.
Okay, now I do want that sauna.
Right?
Okay, I do care about that. Okay, but not so much the gym because as you know, I'm kind of lazy.
Like
I know when I go on vacation, I just want to be lazy and chill and laid back.
And working out
is like, wow, that's like
that's
too tiring.
That's for really motivated people, I think. If you go for a really long time, like 2 weeks or something,
maybe
the gym is important.
Yeah, because you ate too much and you kind of don't want to get fat.
And maybe you want to like exercise to feel better, but if it's a short trip, I don't really care too.
No, like Japan.
Okay.
I just want to go shopping.
I know. Shopping is an exercise anyway.
And also really super clean bed and
the bathroom. Oh my gosh. I'm so scared of dirty bathrooms.
Okay.
But anyways, talk about this with
you
your friends.
You guys have a chat.
Think about it. We need to go back to our vacation planning and book our hotels too. Okay, but that's all the time that we have for today.
Right.
We hope you guys enjoyed it and learned it well and remember it well. That's all the time that we have. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Vocabulary review. Request. Mel needed to go to the hospital at 12:30 p.m., so he requested a longer lunch break than usual. Elevator. Does your building have an elevator, or will you have to carry these boxes up the stairs? Baggage. Kevin's baggage was too heavy, so he had to pay an extra fee to bring it on the plane. Serve. This burger is served with either French fries or salad. Which would you like? Outdoor. There's always the chance that an outdoor event will be canceled if there's a lot of rain. Locate. It's easy for me to get to work because my office is located very close to an MRT station.